Oh, hey. Hey. Excuse me. You're me. Hi. Mm-hmm. Oh, hello. Yeah, I'm your new neighbor. Oh, nice to meet you. Yeah, I just moved in. Yeah, there are a lot of boxes and this truck to unpack. I hired movers, but they won't respond to my text messages, and they're like 2 hours late, so I started doing it myself, and I have friends that are supposed to come help me, but you know how that goes. I always feel funny asking them to help. Yeah, I've helped them a bunch, but you know, I just figured I'd get started. I want to be annoyed at the movers, but like, if something happened, I don't want to be mean about it. I know shit happens sometimes. Yeah? You wanna help? That's mighty neighborly of you. You know, I heard this was a nice neighborhood, but I didn't realize it was gonna be so nice. So, what do? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, if you don't mind helping, there's some pizza and beer for you later. You are a champ. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's just start here. And we got the ramp down. Have you ever been into this house before? Oh, when your old neighbor was here. That's awesome. All right. So most of the stuff that I have left is going to go into the extra bedroom. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right off the kitchen. Yep. And mostly it shouldn't be too heavy. We don't have to do any of the really heavy stuff. I'm still going to rely on the movers. So I need you to bring this. And you don't mind me bossing you around, right? It's not weird. Okay. Thank you. All right. So yes, I just need you to grab these few boxes. Here, I'll grab this one. Okay. And how about you grab those? Perfect. All right. Just follow me this way. Mm-hmm. God, it was so nice of you. This is so crazy. Are you sure you don't mind? Oh, I really appreciate it. All right, right up these stairs here. And here, let me just drop this here. And that could go in that bedroom there. Perfect. Perfect. Thank you. All right. Let's just go get a few more boxes. Yeah? Okay, come on. Yeah, well, I got a new job in the city and it pays a lot better. And honestly, I just have a bit of a spending problem sometimes when it comes to fashion. So this is just fitting in really nicely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, here are a couple more boxes. These ones are going to go straight into my bedroom. Why don't you take that one there? Oh yeah, don't worry. I know it's open. There's nothing fragile in there. It's just a bunch of my shoes. Like I said, I have a bit of an affliction for shoes and clothing and things. Mm-hmm. You don't mind carrying my shoes, do you? No? Well, I do have like a lot. More than 10? Like more than 100? Maybe 2? Don't look at me like that. Come on, a girl's got to have her shoes, right? Right. You don't mind, do you? Yes, I need them all. You never know what's going to happen. I love cute little strappy ones and some cute little sandals for the beach with a little lift on them. And you have to have like every color of stiletto, right? I mean, it's girl code. You're the best. All right. Yeah, grab that box right there. Don't mind that it's open, like I said. Mm-hmm. Ooh. All right. Let's head up the stairs again. It's not too bulky, is it? Do you need help? No? Okay. I'll take this smaller one. And don't mind the smell in the... Oh, look at that. Don't mind the smell in that one. My sneakers are right on top. I'm sorry. I was working out earlier and I just tossed them in the first box I saw. I hope it's okay. Thank you. Yeah, just don't breathe deep or anything, okay? It doesn't smell bad? Oh, you're embarrassing me. All right, let's go back upstairs. And we're going to take those ones direct to my bedroom because I have double closets in there in this new place. Mm-hmm. One of them's dedicated solely to my souls, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Oh, all right. Here we go. Yeah, if you could just put those right... How about right over there? Gosh, are you okay? You're breathing a little heavy. You look a little dizzy. Are you going to be all right? Here. Why don't you just sit here and relax for a moment? Are you going to be okay? Whoa, 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 whoa. Easy, easy, easy. Here, come with me. Let's go in here and let's just go sit and relax. I've been carrying boxes up and down these stairs all day and it is exhausting. I can tell you're getting a little lightheaded. Mm-hmm. Come, let's go sit on my couch. Here we go. Yeah, that's nice, right? Yeah. Oh God, it is exhausting. Oh, my dogs are barking, if you know what I mean. Oh, there we go. Just kick off these shoes. And I'm going to put them right up here on this coffee table. Nice and relaxed. You can do the same if you want. No?
Don't be shy now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, it feels good just to rub them together after they've been cooped up in those shoes, stomping up and down. I shouldn't have worked out the day that I was moving in. That was stupid. So, I notice... What are you looking at? Are you looking at my feet? Look at them go back and forth. Back and forth. Look at your eyes. You're following them. Mm-hmm. Don't try and deny it. What, do you think they're cute? Look at them wiggle. Look at me wiggle each of my little 10 toes. They are cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just had a pedicure recently. You like the color? I like how the light catches it when I move my feet back and forth, back and forth. You are enchanted, aren't you? Listen, this is going to sound really strange, but I've noticed over the years that with my feet, some people have had... Well, have been affected. I mean, I don't know what it is, but you know how you were carrying my sneakers earlier and you took a big whiff as you were climbing up the stairs and you kind of got a little lightheaded? Well, I've been told that they have an irresistible scent to them. Now, I think that's a little odd, but it's hard to fight when the proof is in the pudding, as they say. Yeah, you're not the only one it's had a profound effect on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, others seem to really be entranced by them. I know that must sound ridiculous, but it's just what they've said. It doesn't sound ridiculous. You think they have an effect on you? Well, how did it make you feel? A little weak? Perhaps obedient? Yeah, it does that. And that sort of weak, obedient state can make you feel a little dizzy, like you were feeling earlier. And now, you can't help but think of that scent as you were climbing up the stairs, breathing in deep, smelling my sneakers, quite potent after a long workout. And you can't keep your eyes off of my feet as they move back and forth, back and forth. Slowly bringing you down, down. Breathe in deep. You can almost smell it, can't you? Back and forth, further down. You are enjoying this. You're enjoying watching my feet slowly move back and forth. Back and forth, thinking of that smell from earlier and the exertion of carrying the boxes. And it's making you sink down deeper, isn't it? You look at my pretty little toes, their little painted nails glistening in the light, catching the shimmer as they move back and forth, back and forth. Pulling you down deeper and deeper. It looks like you're going into a trance. Can you count the toes? Start with that little pinky on the left. Cute little pinky toe I can wiggle and extend. It makes you feel happy to see that little toe wiggle and extend as you drop down deeper and deeper. 10. That 10th little toe on that little foot wiggling around, making you feel good, making you feel lighter, thinking of that smell. Look at that toe next to it, 9. Dropping down deeper. Deeper and deeper you go. Each toe seems to wrap around your mind. Look at that little toe next to that one there. 8. The further down I count, the further down you go. And it feels so good to go down for me, counting my little toes, doesn't it? 7. So good. I can see you sinking deeper and deeper, thinking about my feet. Thinking about them swaying back and forth. 6. That cute little toe right there next to the big one. The further down I count, the further down you sink. That's 1 foot. 1 foot's worth of toes. But I still have another one. Would you like to look at it closer as we count down? Do you mind me resting them on your lap? 5. 4. Working your mind straight down this foot. Only a few more to go, and then you'll sink right down for me. 3. That's right. 3 more little toes wiggling back and forth, back and forth. The light carrying straight to your eyes, and you see that color on those little toe tips, and they are adorable. And it makes you feel so good and so happy to look at them closer and closer. 2. 2 leads us to the very last toe, that big toe. And it's cute too. Not too big, not too small, and look how I can flex them apart and together, wiggling my feet back and forth, back and forth, harder and harder to keep track of that last toe as you sink deeper and deeper down for me, deeper and deeper down, longing to hear that last number. That last number be uttered from my lips as you glare at that little toe there. That little last one right there. One. Sink down for me. Deep. So good to be sitting here completely entranced and enchanted by my toes. I'm just going to rest them right on your lap. Look at them. Examine the arches of my feet. Enjoy the sensation as I rest them on your lap. It feels good to feel me resting my feet right on your lap. It makes your fingers twitch with want. You want to touch them. You want to kiss and caress and feel them, but not right now, not yet. You must start with the basics. Just watch them moving back and forth, back and forth, breathing nice and deep in. Oh, get that wonderful smell deep in that nose and out. Just like that. So good. Breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, fully absorbing the smell that you have right in front of you, the delicious dizzying smell that makes you go deeper and deeper for me. So good and so obedient, letting me rest my tired feet right on your lap. Feels good, doesn't it? You can say yes. It feels so good to see them wiggling back and forth as you sink deeper and deeper down, down for me. So very good. So very good. Your body feels the whole weight of my feet resting on your lap. You couldn't move if you wanted to. You couldn't shift or get out of the way. You just want my feet to be completely comfortable there on your lap. You want them completely comfortable, and you want me to feel so good. You want me to feel so good, and you know exactly how to make me feel so good. You can feel it in your fingertips and in that mind. You can feel it in your fingertips, the things that I want, the things that I desire. You know I love my feet. You know I love relaxing them on you and letting them flex and stretch as you go down deeper and deeper down. They feel so heavy in your lap in such a good, pleasant way. And you can't help but watch them move back and forth, wiggling back and forth. My little toes flexing makes you feel little tingles in your spine and in your neck, and you feel happy. When I wiggle my little toes, you feel happy. They're pretty long, and that's exciting. And you go deeper. Deeper down for me. You see me wiggle my long, skinny, cute toes and flex them apart and bring them back together in the cutest little toe knuckle you've ever seen. And then I flex my toes and your fingers flex because they want to be between them. You want to feel and caress my foot, both of them. You want to take your fingertips and let the ridges of your fingertips soothe every sore spot in my feet. You want to rub them. You want to get into them and get intimate with them and feel them and touch them and caress them and sink down deeper for me down. So good. It's so good. You want to be so close to them, touching and feeling and caressing my feet. You want to put your fingers on them, don't you? I control you and you want so bad, but you can't yet. Right now, all you can do is sit there and succumb to the weight of my feet resting in your lap as you sink deeper and deeper down. It feels so good to sink down. And as I move my feet back and forth, back and forth, you can't help but watch them sway back and forth, back and forth. You are so good for watching them, and your hands must be rewarded. They must be rewarded. Flex your fingers for me. I feel you twitch with want. I want you to caress my feet. You may lift your hands up and gently place the palms of your hands against the bottom of my feet. There you go. You can feel them in your hands. You can feel them in your whole body wants nothing more than to massage them. Massage them and rub them. Squeeze them and feel my body shift in pleasure as you hit the spots that make me feel so good. I want you to push your thumbs into the bottom of my feet in the tender spots that are sore. I want you to breathe deep and smell them. So good, so intoxicating, so enchanting. You can smell it so strong right under your nose as you gently massage little spirals into the bottom of my feet and sink down deeper and breathe out. Breathe in and out naturally, nice and relaxed. With every breath, you feel that happy, dizzy weakness, and you are obedient to these toes and these feet as they wiggle back and forth, and you rub them so diligently. Caressing my feet with your fingers makes you feel so good, so alive. And you know it's making me feel good because I wiggle them back and forth, making you go deeper and deeper still. Rub them, be tender with them, breathe them in deep. Breathing in deep and smelling them will only make you feel more obedient and more submissive to me. It will make me control you. You breathing in nice and deep only makes you more submissive, and it feels so good to give in. It feels so good to give in to that feeling, that soft skin against the pads of your fingers as you rub tender little spirals into the bottom of my feet, over the top, gently sliding your fingers between my toes. It feels so amazing, and you want me to feel amazing. Because when I feel the pleasure of your touch, you feel my pleasure radiating from me, penetrating you, making you more obedient, making you more submissive. And with every breath in, you feel that happy, dizzy, dizzy state. That dizzy state that makes you want to touch and rub and feel. And maybe it makes your mouth twitch a little. Maybe you pull them up higher, closer to your face. So close you can smell them. So close you can feel the heat penetrating against you off the bottom of my foot. It feels so good. It feels so good to touch and feel. And your lips twitch because they want to touch too. Because what is more sensitive than your fingertips but your lips? And I will allow it. Give my foot a kiss. Put your lips right on my foot. Give them a kiss. I want you to drag that tongue against the curvature of my soul. I want you to lick and kiss and breathe in deep. Let that smell enchant you further and further because it feels so good to be so close to my feet, controlling you, making you feel so good. Breathe in deep, and as you breathe in deep, you're going to fall further and further, deeper and deeper into my spell. And if you thought the smell was good, the taste on your tongue makes you further and further intoxicated and enchanted to me. the taste of your lips gracing the surface of my feet, that soft, tender spot that feels so good when you grace it with those lips, parted slightly so I can feel the heat of your breath, only making you inhale deeper, getting a better bouquet of the smell. It feels so good to be so close and intimate to them. It feels so good, and it increases your want. It increases your want to help me around my new place, my new condo, with all these stairs. You've already helped a little, but these feet are so tired and you can sense it. And you want to work out every little kink with your fingers and your lips as you sit there closely fondling them, kissing them, sitting there submitting, being so obedient and so good. And it only makes you want to help me more. It makes you want not only to help me finish moving in all my boxes, but perhaps you're going to have a very strong urge later to go and pick me up some groceries because I am new to this area and you want me to be nourished. You want me to feel good, just like how your fingers feel pressing into the flesh of my feet. So intimate, so soft, so submissive you are. Down. And you want to help me as best you can. You want to go get me groceries. And you're going to feel such a desire to do for me and please me and make me feel so good. And whenever you do things for me, you will be so well rewarded. You will be rewarded by being my foot slave, by being the one person I trust with my feet to rub, to press their fingers into the tender spots on the bottoms, to gently pet the tops, to glide your fingers between each of my little toes as I wiggle and flex, and you can breathe in deep and put your lips to them and submit to them and let me rest on you whenever I need, always willing to rub, always willing to make me feel so good, because you do make me feel so good, rubbing, massaging, gentle spirals into the bottom pads of my feet, squeezing right along each toe, creating little pressure points of pleasure for me, making me feel so good. And the better I feel, the better you feel, the more you want, the more you need to make me feel good. The better you make me feel, the deeper you go. Whenever you do anything for me, I will reward you with being able to worship my feet again and again. You will be able to rub and submit and obey, and I will put my feet in your lap to rub and kiss and caress and touch. You will be rewarded again and again when you do exactly what I want you to do, when you do my bidding, helping me move in, getting me groceries, carrying things around for me. Such a good, obedient foot slave. I can tell you are going to be the very best neighbor I've ever had, my sweet little foot slave, worshiping my feet over and over again, kissing, caressing, making me feel so good, feeling so good yourself with every touch, every kiss, every lick. Every time you breathe in and you catch a whiff, oh, it's going to make you feel so good. So good. So obedient and submissive to me. So good. You have done such a good job today. And now I'm going to gently slide my feet away from you. I'm going to count up to five. And when I hit five, you are going to be fully awake, forgetting that I told you all of this. But when you catch a whiff, you're going to be submissive and obey me again. When you catch a whiff of my sneakers or my shoes, or if you see my feet swaying back and forth, you will fully submit. You will worship my feet. You will have the chance to touch, caress, and kiss again. When I count up, to 5, you will awaken feeling refreshed, rejuvenated, and so obedient, so willing to help me. You've already been so willing. I knew you were going to be so good for me, and you were so good for me. So 1. Oh, that's right. Keep breathing nice and easy, feeling yourself waking up a little bit more, 2. Oh, it feels so good to start to wake up. You had such a good experience here today. 3. Eyes open, nice and relaxed, nice and easy going. You're not exactly sure what was happening, but you know you're feeling mighty good, mighty relaxed. Perhaps you fell asleep here on the couch next to me, and isn't that so nice? 4. You feel your body flexing and stretching, relaxed, so happy, so easy going. 5. You're fully awake. Are you feeling so good? Me too. So, why don't you help me slip back on my shoes? Oh, so eager. You just felt compelled to? Oh, thank you. Yep, we'll slip back on my shoes and we'll go get a few more boxes. Does that sound okay? Perfect. Such a good job. Thank you so much. You are going to be my perfect neighbor, I can tell.